Rotatoes, here we go! Arc 9, Tomorrow's Heroes, featuring Zach Oyama, Vic Michaelis, and Rashawn Scott. Oh, man, it's just so good. I hope that you enjoyed this as much as we did recording this. I'm very, very excited for you to listen. There's even a guest appearance in this arc, so make sure you stick around to find out who just maybe does a little popping up a little bit later on in the series. But for now, thank you so much. As always, if you want more Rotating Heroes in your life, do not forget to check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon links below and check out our merch store, because as of right now, we have even more items. That is correct. We have a crew neck and some stickers. Go ahead and check out the store right now. And if you would like to see some different things on our merch store, then head over to our Patreon, because we are going to be having our first vote for the next batch of merchandise. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. Thank you so much for listening and spending your time here with us. You are epic and amazing and cool. Thank you so much. Said it again. Probably didn't need to say it like the fifth time, but I'll say it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've lost the thread completely. Take it away past me. Save me, please.
Oh, sure. Mom?
What is your... why don't you describe for me your mother?
My mother is
she upstairs?
Beautiful centaur. No. She's not upstairs. My mother is a beautiful centaur. Woman, she's got dark skin, she's got round features, her hair is like graying, and she probably wears like long plaits, and it's like no makeup, but like there's a little bit of makeup. She just looks gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she is going through like, I guess, like invitations, and like she's brought in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, she comes through. Yes, honey, what's the oh, have been. How are you?
What's your last name again?
Reesh.
Hello, Mrs. Reesh. How are you? No,
please. What was her first name?
What did I say? I'm going to say Wanda.
Wanda. Please call me Wanda, sweetie.
Oh, man. I can't. I couldn't do that, Wanda.
But you should.
No, I can't. You look amazing.
Stop.
Stop checking on my mom.
No, I'm not. How is the crocheting coming?
It's okay. You know, bit by bit, I do a little, and then, you know, sometimes I have to stop because I'm so busy at the school. Okay,
she's making so many tapestries. It's like everybody wants one.
Yeah, God. Absolutely.
I want one.
You want a tapestry?
But you wanted a snack, right?
Oh, yeah. Can I, do you have any leftovers?
Yeah, sure. What do you want, sweetie?
Do you have smaller fish?
Yeah, I got a couple salmon.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Okay.
Can I have some hot oats?
Hot oats? Of course you can.
We're gonna sell that. Honestly, whatever the PC is.
No. Get what you want.
Okay, she will. She comes back with two bowls with mashed salmon and hot oats, like together.
This is incredible. Thank you so much for your hospitality.
You're welcome. So accommodating.
Oh, sweetie, can I ask? There's a man upstairs.
Oh, right.
Should
What's
I be?
His name?
Oh, Jack Daniels.
No, his name is not Jack Daniels.
Excuse me, Jack?
No.
Jack.
I swear he said Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Jackie D up here. Jackie D. Finn, or Jen is just quickly trying to like use some scissors made for not cutting
you can
like
hear.
Clothes.
It's like just it's like it's like a scene out of a horror movie, as you can just hit.
Just a minute, Jackie. just for a second.
What do you think his name was?
He's a man who needed help in the alleyway.
Right.
So like
oh,
a
garbage,
John
I
Doe.
Maybe.
Okay, garbage.
Was
guy.
It garbage?
Garbage Joe.
Oh, garbage Joe.
A five
that was
on
it.
On my sleight of hand, by the way.
Okay, perfect. So with a five on the sleight of hand, effectively what you end up making, because if you think about the construction of what horse pants would look like, you effectively have to cut the sort of back off of them.
Yeah.
So you do end up making assless chaps.
Yeah.
This is fucked.
Whoa. You know how you were like subconscious about your you're behind, because you can, bud, you can really see that.
I'm just going to pull that piece of fabric up, because it's hanging down.
Yeah, it's hanging over.
So I pull that
you've got
up
like a flap.
And tie it around the front.
Nice.
And then...
Sort of like a reverse dungaree situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's sort of like a loose, baggy ass and sort of regular fitting pant legs. And just sort of tied around
They're
the
like
front.
They're like really tight at the bottom as well, because horses have like super skinny ears.
You're always
the taper so
cut,
tight.
Which is kind of a rookie mistake.
Come downstairs confidently. You're a teen. you're a teen. What's up, my guys? We're all
young. Oh, it's garbage.
It's garbage show.
I was Jackie D.
Jackie D.
Oh, it is Jackie D. I told you.
Someone call me Garbage Joe?
I'm confused as to what this gentleman's name is and why he's hanging around. Why are you hanging around with my
Well,
daughter?
We're in class.
You're in class?
Right. Hold on. Mom, I know this is like kind of like really rude of me to do right now, but could we have like a little sidebar?
Me and you?
No, me and you.
I don't think there's no way that
I need to talk to you.
Okay.
We have a sidebar and everyone but her.
Oh no, come on. It's just you look so nice and this is such a beautiful home. You're such a beautiful homemaker, but you also have a career and I think that's incredible. You know? I just think you're amazing.
If we tell my mom about your world-ending project, do you think she'd get mad?
Is she cool? Do you think she would?
I mean, you're a guy who just came downstairs and she seems pretty chill about it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just tell her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just relay the sitch to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Whoever wants to roll persuasion, go ahead and roll it with advantage. Whoever feels like, whoever's got like, is the best.
I've got a plus 9 to persuasion.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You roll with advantage and let's see what you get.
Thank God.
That was a natural one for everyone at home.
Okay, 16 plus 9.
25.
Ooh, okay. She goes, oh, okay. Wow, that's a lot to process.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Even though I said dad, I'm not a dad, but I wouldn't mind being a dad at some point. maybe to a stepdaughter or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's so flattering, honestly. Every time you come around, Finn, it's just, you know, it's a real ego boost. It's lovely.
A tube system in this house would cost so much money. It's like kind of like a wedding and that seems like too much.
Right. That's what I was thinking, too.
We can make it work.
We can make it work.
Okay.
Okay,
so listen. Okay. That's a lot, mm-hmm. but... Okay, we can help. We can help. We can do this. I'm on the board. I can make sure that, you know, you get the clearance that you need to join the school.
Yeah.
There's going to be, my assumption would be, if it's going to be anywhere, what you're looking for is probably in the senior section of the school. You don't get
senior
to go.
Senior section.
Yeah, you don't get to go there if you're junior, but... obviously, my wonderful daughter is due to probably join the seniors in a few months. It's kind of amazing.
You're both going to join seniors soon?
In about a month or so, they'll be taking their exams, okay. which they will be passing, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm studying all the time, and good. I'm going to do it this time. I know.
Yeah, I'm on the soccer team, so if I show up to Spanish Ab Initio for most of the semester, then they promised that I could pass.
Exactly that. So, wow. We'll get you in. I'll put some grades on there for you already.
Okay.
Make it a little bit easier for you, but you will have to still sit those exams at the end of the month, get promoted into seniors, and then, you know, you can, hopefully you can find what you're looking for. And,
okay.
Let me know what's happening, sweetie, obviously. Oh, if you need a little bit of, you know, help,
I can let you know.
Okay, well.
One of us will let you know.
Yeah. You're a junior, right? You're a junior in high school?
Yeah, but actually, from my old school, because I didn't know what my transcripts
Mom,
were.
Sorry, I just, you know.
No, it's, you know, I couldn't, from my old school, they couldn't find my transcripts, so they just sort of put me in whatever grade they thought I was in, so they said
it
junior.
It sounds like if,
fine.
You know, they just win state, they can just pass. Like, yeah. It's no problem. It's like, whoa. Okay.
Exactly. Yes.
That seems fair. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Super fair.
Okay, I'm...
We're on the same page.
We're totally on the same page. It's fair that your skill gets you far and mine just fills a room with beautiful music that makes people sob.
Thank you for saying that.
Listen, your skills are undeniably brilliant, okay? But just remember, it's never too late to become a doctor. Okay, so listen, we are going to get you patched up a little because I think we're going to have to do something about your
I think there's just a weird amount of people saying they need to do something about my face. Feel weird about that?
Sweetie, you don't.
Would you feel weird about that?
We hosed them off earlier, and I think
that's made a difference for sure. That's helped.
You didn't even see what I looked like.
I can imagine it though. You know, it's like right there.
Well, what do you like to look like? What's your like? If you wake up and you're like, this is the uniform for me.
Mm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
What is that?
Usually, I would just throw on sort of my, you know, my tunic. And then my slacks, and you know, they're just sort of it's kind of a uniform for pool cleaning. It's kind of but it was like a work uniform that I didn't mind wearing outside of work. You know, when you kind of undo the top button, you can be a little casual. Is that and it's obviously covered in leaves, I should say.
Okay.
I mean, well, we probably do that if that's what you want.
I'm not saying I want to do that.
I think it's important that you.
I think a tunic is a cool piece.
Yeah,
you can style that with lots of stuff.
I think a tunic is cool.
Can I
and
say
it can
something?
Sort of cover your ass that just sort of looks like a coin purse filled with bones.
Jen sits down on a bale of hay.
Well, it's just, it'd be one thing if it was just like the bones looking like where they were supposed to be, but with this, it just sort of looks like
I thought I successfully in a bag covered and you up shake my ass.
It is strange that this is Boogie Creep, the little hummingbird. Like, it is strange that you can like hear the ass jangle.
Yes, yeah. That's my point.
I wasn't
expecting
that. That's
not true. You can't hear my ass. You can't hear
I'm
it.
Not saying you could like hear it here, no, but you, it looks like you can
but
hear
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Like, you look at it and you know, feel like you can hear it in your
like
mind.
Like a cartoon ham bone where it's the bone is like sticking out and there's meat around it. There's no meat on
I'm
it.
Gonna yeah. Steer, yeah. I'm going to steer. I'm going to do my best to steer the conversation in a different direction. And there's no way that you being on the board could grab whatever I'm talking about.
I'm not allowed in the seniors. That's not, it's a very, private place. Vice Principal Wolfgang is extremely, you know, private about it, because it's, you know, this is, we're raising absolutely miraculous students here. We can't have people just wandering
in
and
out.
Yeah,
what is going on with this school, I should say?
Well, it's just, it's a school for very special, talented children, ones who have shown an aptitude for being strong. And, sweetie, I don't like you dabbing in the house. Mm-hmm. It's disrespectful.
Oh,
okay?
Sorry.
It's concentrated, and it's kind of better for your lungs than really like hitting the regular pipe. Dabbing.
Do you just? Oh, sorry. Were you talking about drugs?
Yeah.
What
were you talking about, Mom?
I was talking about you doing that hand motion that I find offensive.
Oh, I thought we were talking about drugs.
You've done drugs in this house?
Who's
Do
this
you
guy?
Want to be? Yeah,
no.
We're gonna come back to that.
Yeah, we're
later.
Gonna come back to this. I think we, the three of us, should maybe have a discussion about
you
that
can't
later.
Be
her dad.
I didn't say that.
Listen, this is
you're
not
saying
my,
that.
This is not my place.
Garbage. What
I'm
is going on?
I'm getting a little frustrated. Call me garbage.
Fuck. Fuck. How this happened to me?
He's having.
Why is this my life? Why is it happening to me?
Boogie Creep is going to hover, like, in... You know how, like, hummingbirds, they, like, buy, like, the hole of a tree and they kind of, like, suckle on the inside? He's going to basically go up to your ear and he's just, like, whispering, like, shh, it's okay, buddy. He's going to roll to try and calm you down. I'll let you decide the DC, however.
A million. 15.
15, okay. And that's an 11. I think... No, he has no more than a plus 3 in charisma, so but he gets like, close.
He's close enough. He gets close. Like,
can we grab the hose and just like...
Can we stop hosing you down?
All right. I cast Charm Person.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I know it's been a lot to have you guys all like in my house and stuff, but I just want everyone to be tranquilo.
Tranquilo. That's a saving throw for Jin, correct?
Wisdom saving throw of 14.
I think I can't be charmed, but I will if
allow
I
this
is,
to be allow like, this to can, happen.
I'm just like noticing you looking. I'm just gonna go with this.
I think you have like a. I think you have. I think you have advantage against being charmed.
Okay.
But I'm gonna say that Bookie Creep is gonna attempt to give you disadvantage, by like distracting you whilst it's happening, knowing that you need this to happen. So you have this is just a flat roll.
Okay.
This is a flat wisdom save. But you also can just choose to. Fail.
That's a 3.
Yeah. Okay. What do you do and what is how does this manifest? What is your magic how does your magic manifest? Is it kind of, you know,
there are like cabinets all throughout this place and she opens one and pulls out another woodwind instrument.
Of course.
It is a soprano sax and just kind of does her best like Kenny G, just like a long beautiful note that kind of wraps everybody up and we kind of get on the same page and we exhale together and it just dissipates.
I have a bell. Can I also can I try and sort of like
chime
ring
at the right
it
time?
On the
yeah just roll me can straight
I,
charisma
can I do a sleight of hand and just grab the bell and throw it?
It's a dirty 20.
What did you get?
A 7.
Okay, so it begins with Finn just like
immediately go for the bell.
And it's just like really, it's like everything, you're like, you can feel it, and then
ding 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 ding.
And then you just immediately,
I look out a window and just baseball pitch it just straight out.
Yeah.
My bell. My bell.
Fuck your stupid bell. Look. This is all pretty serious, and I'm feeling bullied by teens, and I haven't even gotten to the high school.
Hey, don't look, sweetie. That'll happen, okay? Teens are terrifying, okay? Nowadays, they've got all these fancy ideas, and it can be a little overwhelming. But just know, don't try to be cool, because there's nothing more embarrassing than my husband often tries to be cool, and it makes my skin crawl sometimes when he does that.
Hey, relax. May I?
May you what?
Start massaging this centaur. How do you even get to the shoulders?
So I say, may I? And you say yes. And so I do use the little step stool. I bring it over. I climb onto your back.
Yep.
And then I massage your shoulders. Uh-huh. You guys, you're so tense.
Wow. Oh, that's like an aqua massage.
Jackie D's going to wait outside.
I go out there with you.
Wait, hold on, guys, wait.
Yeah, immediately freaks out.
Guys, wait.
Left on his own with this just like full woman. Perfect. So you're all outside. I'll say that as you're kind of wrapping up, Wanda gives you some makeup, and you know you're kind of looking a little.
What's this for?
I can't answer that question for you, sweetie.
Great.
So
I'll take it. Fine, I'll take it. Awesome.
Okay.
I walk out.
Bye, Wanda.
Bye, sweetie.
Gives you
my dad could kick your ass.
Like horse style. Like, yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, probably. You got such a great family.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love hanging out at your house.
We gotta hang out at your house sometime.
Oh yeah. I mean, we could, but you know, my mom's just, you know, busy.
Jen's gonna go find some leaves on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And find like the coolest looking, kind of most ornate leaves, and like, listen, this is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna deputize you two as junior champions. Okay.
Of what?
My lord.
Of the realm. Of the world.
Okay.
Of Zophine.
This is really important, actually, guys. So seriously, you should, like, you know, this is cool.
Okay.
Whoa. Keep these leaves at all time.
My leaf, I immediately get soaking wet, and it just sort of disintegrates.
Let me try again.
I'm
going to put this one.
Maybe you should find a less dry leaf, one that's like, you know, a bit more alive.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Might.
I take all the makeup out of the little bag you gave me and then put the leaf in there. Listen, this is, you know, your favorite person's bag with a leaf in it.
My favorite person's bag?
Wanda.
Oh, yeah, she's nice.
My God. So you're junior champions. That means as a champion, I'm a champion. We got to work together and you guys got to report to me, okay? This is serious stuff. I'm not going to get stopped by some high school children.
No. I wouldn't want to get in your way or anything.
Yeah.
As I pin it to my my Letterman like sweater, cuz the jacket's kind of lame.
Yeah.
It's a bit too much. So I pin it there and I'm like, school's going to be nuts, okay? It's basically a Friday. Everyone's just like jazzed up and excited, but you just got to go with the flow.
Okay.
You're kind of like hostile and like, listen, you get mad really
easy. I watched you pin your thing on your Letterman sweater, but I do have a Letterman jacket, and I'm trying so hard to pin it through the leather of my jacket, and it's just not happening.
I help you and adjust it.
Thank you.
Say, hey, man, I get it. My mom's banging.
Yeah.
I just think, like, whoa, I'm going to grow up and just
Are
be
you
like,
going after her, too?
No.
Oh, good.
But I just know that, you know, when I get her age, I'm going to look awesome.
Oh,
if
yeah.
guys like
hey,
you are hitting on my mom.
You look awesome now.
Stop.
No, you do.
No, I've developed like a hump in my back from carrying these heavy ass instruments.
No, that's
everywhere.
Okay. You know what that
Jen's
means?
Jen's like 20 feet away from this conversation. I'm like, just like feeling uncomfortable.
All right,
go.
All right, he heard so it, we're... looked at you, garbage. And then looked away, pretending like it's not. All
right, so this is my class schedule. You just follow us.
Okay.
Just do what we do.
Yeah.
All right.
Blend in. Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty chill, I should say. This is kind of not a like actual representation of my personality. I've had like a rough 30 hours.
Here, take my class schedule too, and it's just a wad of
sweat.
It's really wet. Really wet. Just a ball of like, yeah.
All right, so I might be sticking with you too.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So I think that as you look at your class schedule, I think as you look down, I'm still reeling.
We could do this for hours.
Yeah. I'm still reeling from the conversation about how hot Tion's mum is.
Good.
As you look down,
good looking
the classes that are available are Alter Worlds and Additional Dimensions, Divination, History, Maths, Football, and Spanish.
Spanish.
In Spanish, History, Maths, Historia, Matemáticas, Football.
What is that?
What am I hearing? Another Warforged appears out of nowhere.
That's what Spanish? Wow. Okay.
Wait, are you in Spanish opera or Spanish?
Bonjour, je m'appelle Tion.
Oh, fuck.
I should French. Be in French.
Booking creep, looking at the schedule, like, yeah. Should I just go to all the classes or do I have to pick, like, some to
try? I don't know. You're acting like I've been to this school before.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, should I just go follow the schedule?
I think we'll figure it out.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Maybe if we could just all stick together, that would be good.
Yeah. All right.
I'm, as this conversation is happening, in the bushes looking for my bell.
roll me a perception check with disadvantage, because it really wasn't yeeted out of the window. Like, truly went so far.
He whined.
He really wound up, yeah.
So, sorry, coming off the mound.
One tiny bell. Perception, so just roll twice, and then add your perception score, whatever.
20.
Okay, well, you gotta roll again, unfortunately, and...
In a 17.
Okay. You look through and these bushes, and I think it, even though it still takes you like an uncomfortable amount of time, where like the two of you and Bookie Creeper just kind of sat like just trying to like hang out, you know, catch up.
1 second.
What the fuck am I doing? What am I doing with my life?
And then from just like
this is my locker, showing you all my pictures.
We're not quite in the school yet. We're
okay.
Not quite in the school yet. Yeah,
this
yeah.
is what the school
we're still
looks
we're
like.
Still outside of your house looking for the bell currently.
Find it yet?
The carriage is coming. So.
Hold on, just 1 second. You guys go. I'll take the sewer.
And then you just hear a
we
little.
Should go.
Sorry.
I knew you'd make a lot of sound. but yeah, you find your little bell.
Is Finn?
Ding, 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 ding.
We've gone in the carriage. Yep.
Is Finn actually cool, or what's Finn's rap?
The thing is, on the spectrum of like school kid, Finn is like on the soccer team, so like athletic, and I'm kind of like a dazzling musician, but like he's like at the bottom of the top.
Okay.
So we're kind of like, if we were around a bunch of other like cool kids, he'd kind of be on the bottom.
And are you like the top of the bottom?
I wouldn't say it like that. I would say like I'm kind of the top.
You're just the top?
Of where I'm at.
The bottom.
It's kind of two different scales, I would say.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So you said the one was the top. One scale was the top, and then the other scale.
The curriculum is different when you're talking about like...
So what would you use to describe the second scale?
So the second completely different scale is where I'm at the top, and then the bottom isn't the bottom.
Okay. Yeah. I'm confused, but that's fine, I think.
What's with your bird? Why is it asking so many questions about your
bird?
You're telling me.
I'm also only like 8, sort of thing. Like, as in, so like, I was like born like 8 years ago, and then I was in a thing for a while, like in a draw. So I'm not really counting the 450 years. It was in the middle, because I was just sort of stuck in this limbo space without purpose or meaning, because I didn't have my champion, because they didn't wake up in time.
That's really sad.
I know, it's fine, though. I was just in a draw for most of it. But it was cool. I'm not a draw now, and now I get to be different. I can turn into stuff, which I didn't think I could do, so
that's
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
When I was in school, it was just in one big schoolhouse, and you had to bring the teacher an apple.
That's nice.
This is, it's developed a lot, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to bring food to the teacher, and they can't really feed us. We can only like bring stuff from home or like whatever the school provides.
Got it.
Because like biting into an apple is.
If you want to be, you
no,
can
I took the sewer.
You could take the sewer. Yeah. And then just a couple things about the school that you two would already know, but you, Jin, probably wouldn't know, which is that the school itself is built inside of the middle part of the obelisk. Unlike the laboratory that you saw before, this school, they've built out the inside so that it's kind of, they've put like walls that are kind of covering all of the old obelisk tech and everything that's on the wall. So it kind of looks like it's the right way.
The middle part of the overturned obelisk.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. But it's still absolutely huge.
Yeah.
There is a section which is completely cordoned off. That is the senior section, and it's very well guarded by these very beefy looking students, seniors themselves. You cannot die whilst inside the school. However, you will be kind of, when you can sort of drop to zero hit points, but you'll be brought back just with some slight differences and some slight changes. Teachers are completely immune to magic whilst inside the bounds of the school. There are these very, very strong hall monitors. They're like these big animated statues which patrol the halls, and if you don't have the proper passes, they will just straight up attack you.
Like the thing that attacked us in the alley?
Similar to the thing that attacked you in the alley. I think that's probably everything that you kind of need to know, just sort of generally about the school, things that you might, you know, fill Jin in on as you head over to the school itself. As you're heading towards the school, the one other thing that you would know is that a part of the seniors' ceremony, you have to pick your secret identity. There's like a process of, you get handed a, you know, your little eye mask, and you get to pick, assume your secret identity, because the process of becoming a senior is also to be adorned with kind of like a superhero-like powers. This is one of the reasons that you know that the seniors are incredibly strong, because something happens, you don't really know what happens, that they are kind of magically infused with something that makes them even stronger. And so that is something that you guys will know about. It might be something that you've had picked out for a long time, but there is a but that's like a very exciting part of what's on the horizon for you as potential seniors. As you head up into towards this obelisk, you see that on the left-hand side, around the sort of side of the obelisk, you see there is a long row of seniors, and they are all wearing these very kind of very like illustrious costumes, all different colors. Some of them with capes, some of them have like full masks, some of them just have eye masks.
What's with the masks?
The school is kind of where they produce like supernatural.
You know, Mouse Guy.
Mouse Guy?
Do I know Mouse Guy?
Do you know Mouse Guy? Have you heard of Mouse Guy?
I mean,
do you know,
did you own a lunchbox? Do you not know Mouse Guy?
Of course I know
it's
Mouse
right
Guy.
It's right here on this thermos.
Mouse Guy. I know Mouse Guy. Definitely would have walked past the shop at some point, which had just like an obscene amount of Mouse Guy merch in it.
Jim clearly has no idea who Mouse Guy is, but
I know Mouse Guy. He's a cool guy. I mean, I kind of was kind of like obvious that his like kryptonite or whatever was like cheese.
Yeah. Because he's lactose.
Yeah, that feels like a little bit on the nose, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Could have been like a very specific kind of cheese, like a brie or like a Swiss or something, but it's just like cheese, just dairy. Like if you just dropped a bunch of milk on him, you'd probably go down. But all those guys, they used to be like regular kids like us, and then they leveled up.
1 year later.
Wow. Yeah. That's where we are.
Wait, so like, what do they do? What did superhero, like, it's just like a...
They're like at the ready, you know, whenever something bad's about to happen, they're just ready to deploy.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, both of you roll me a history check.
13?
13? Cool.
I know my stuff.
Five.
Okay, cool. As with a five, you're like, yeah, yeah.
Away with so much just because you're really good at soccer.
That's just like, yeah, just like superheroes and stuff. Whatever,
we're
it's
not
fine.
Not stupid either. Like, no. I have good stats. I'm just not rolling any of them.
Yeah, you have plus six to charisma.
Plus six to charisma. With a 13.
Impossible. Impossible.
I think one of the things that you... one of the things that you do notice, okay, just sort of slowly shifting your focus, that you, as even say, like it's like almost like a rumor that goes around school quite a lot, is that it is a bit strange that they, you never see like that many seniors, kind of like, you know, like you see the amount that graduate, you know, like every few months or so. But there doesn't seem to be that, like, you know, they get like sent off, but it's always just like in kind of very vague, you know, circumstances that it's like, oh, they're going here to stop this thing. Or, you know, it's never very specific about like where the seniors go, or like what the, you know, the seniors like are kind of tasked with doing.
And also on the term superhero, this kind of concept or idea of a sort of super soldier is something that probably originated back in the times where you were alive. This idea of sort of enhancing oneself to be bigger and stronger and more powerful, like that was something that was a part of this sort of arms race which happened with all this obelisk tech. And I think the impression that you're getting is that, you know, these sort of students and everything are being imbued with powers that aren't dissimilar to that you possess, you know, or that other adventurers that you've met also possess. It's just that they're sort of doing it in a slightly more protracted way, like they're sort of seemingly getting these powers very, very quickly, as opposed to doing the sort of grind that you would have to do in order to sort of physically develop in that way. They seem to somehow be getting those powers almost instantaneously. And I think as well with that role, you also get the sense that like the school itself doesn't seem to be pushing this idea of superhero. Like, you get the impression that maybe that started because they started talking about feeling super strong or feeling, you know, somehow better or stronger than you, and it seems to be almost like this sort of student-led kind of thing about, like, identity and claiming, you know, a sense of self and that kind of thing that has led to this idea of, like, wearing these kind of frankly ridiculous like outfits and costumes and things like that. And the actual term superhero, like, none of the teachers use the phrase superhero. It's all kind of coming from the students themselves.
Could I lean into my new friends and say, you know, we never know, really know where they go, but like my parents have pretty fancy people over for dinner all the time, and sometimes I listen through the vent in my room. I can hear everything that they're saying. Can I roll to see like what
absolutely. Go ahead. Why don't you go roll me insight or history, whatever is better for you.
Insight is,
and we'll see if you've like heard anything that's like specifically connects to this subject.
17.
I think that you've probably heard your like your mum one night getting sort of slightly irate at, you know, having a bit of a dinner situation, and you heard her kind of like raise her voice a little bit, and she kept on sort of referring to she was sort of just dashing around the floor. She was saying clip clop clip clop. But you remember her saying that referring to like, it not being fair on the other parents, that they deserved to know.
Oh, the parents don't even know.
She was referencing the parents deserving to know about what's happening to some of these superhero seniors.
So it's like, you're basically free. As soon as you get your powers, your parents don't even know where you are. Oh, that's pretty sick.
And then as you're pulling up on this road, you see that to the left, as the you see this queue of seniors that are kind of lined up along the side of this obelisk, and sort of round the side, you can't see round the side. You can just see you can hear the occasional like flash, and you know that they're getting their graduation photos. That's what's happening. That's why they're all kind of dressed up in their like, you know, new superhero outfits. And as you roll up to the front of the school, you see there is a bunch of juniors that are like hang around out the front, and it truly is like, you know, there are juniors that are sort of attempting to, you know, do superhero stuff. Some of them are trying to like, you know, fly. Some of them like have the sort of like starting to gain an ability that might let them, you know, do something in the same way that you guys might as sort of like your D&D class effectively. But this is, you know, you can see them sort of desperately trying to be like more like the seniors. As they're all hanging around, you pull up, and I think that the first thing you'll see walking out of these big kind of double doors, you see this 7.5 foot tall probably like more like a mottled chrome dragonborn walks through these double doors, and you know this is Vice Principal Wolfgang, and he's like, "Okay, everyone, class is about to begin." Did you clap me? you here now.
Ooh.
Don't do the stupid ooh thing.
I'm sorry, I thought you were done, and I thought you did a really
You
wonderful,
thought I was done.
Well, I thought you did a really wonderful job communicating effectively, and I wanted to try and support you.
Jin squats on the ground and starts doing his makeup.
I was hoping to support you, and I just wanted to show my new friend Garbage sort of how we do it here.
You see the the vice principal Wolfgang begins to sort of slowly like hover into the air, and he like looks like you know the Superman drawing, you know, like the really iconic Superman comic where he's got like the double chest thing that's like stick. He's like side on, but you can see both of his pecs somehow.
Oh, that Captain America thing?
Oh, yeah, yes, no, Captain America. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. He's like that. Like he truly looks like a kind of like, he's a huge, huge man.
God,
and he begins to sort of hover in the air and you see his eyes start to glow orange, sort of like deep orange and red as he looks down at you and says, "I do not need your help."
No, I didn't think you did. It's so crazy. Your eyes are
Finn?
Right now, yes.
Stop talking.
For sure, for sure.
And get to class.
Absolutely.
Who are you?
Jin throws the makeup bag into his pocket, the loose makeup into his pocket. Me?
Well, I am.
Why do you have foundation on your fingers?
I was putting my makeup on.
You were putting your makeup on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, judge. No judgment here. That's fine.
I wouldn't assume you would.
Okay.
I'm Jackie D.
You're Jackie D?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Clicks his fingers and you see like a little gnome runs up, hands him a clipboard. Hmm. And he sort of does that thing, gets out some small spectacles, puts them on the end of his nose and sort of looking down through them.
He's probably great at looking at stuff really far away.
I've
really
got a
close?
Jackie Jin D here.
That's me, actually.
That's you?
Yes.
It also says that your prospective name is Garbage Man.
That's
is that
interesting.
Correct?
Jen just stares at Finn.
Can I
go interesting.
Around the corner and can I wink? It's and give him a thumbs up?
That's interesting.
My mom filled out the form, too.
I helped her.
yeah, it's Garbage.
Garbage Man.
Man.
Okay.
And those stick, or do you have an opportunity to change them if you find another name that fits more?
Well, what are your powers? I'm assuming something to do with garbage.
And I go, yeah. He's so good with garbage. Actually, he makes more garbage appear when he looks at things.
Kind of he's like a recycle. He's very environmentally conscious. So like Garbage Man maybe evolves into like Recycle Dude.
Yeah, and then
Recycle Dude.
Recycle Dude is sort of another version of. I'm really good. I have some sort of natural powers. I'm connected
so you
to
can,
natural.
So as I heard it, you can look at things and turn them into
garbage.
Recycling or garbage.
Yeah.
Would you perhaps mind doing a demonstration of this?
Jin reaches into his pocket and goes, "Pure garbage," and just the makeup just all spills onto the grass.
As this is happening, can I do something in distraction? Like, can I like sleight of hand, like grab his like make a phone call or something like that? I'd want to do something to like distract away from
the situation. Yeah, sure. Okay, go ahead. You can roll me a sleight of hand check to cause a distraction. And if this happens, I'll let you roll either deception or performance with advantage.
Can I use Mage Hand and Dancing Lights at the same time?
Absolutely.
To kind of.
You can just throw some garbage on the pile if you want. Like,
sure.
If that's like, if you're gonna like make it sparkle and then it looks like garbage was there.
Yeah,
so
I empty
the whole
my pockets.
Then here's what I want to do. If you're gonna do that, then I want to take the keys off of his belt and just toss them down the hallway to make sort of a sound so he turns around for a
you're
second.
You're taking the keys off of his belt.
Yeah. So I'm gonna take the keys off of his belt and just drop them so they fall right at his
Dad?
Feet. Yeah. So he has to bend down to pick them up. So that gives you time to sort of whip things up.
Okay.
Good plan. Howdy agrees. Okay, let's
go.
I got
18 plus 9.
Oh.
18 plus 9?
Yes. For sleight of hand.
27?
Your sleight of hand is plus 9. Wow.
Goodness gracious
good job,
me. That's
Vic.
Impressive. Good job. Okay, good job. let's see.
You'll be
getting good news
any day now.
He does have a pretty insane add to this, but let's see how he does. Okay, he has... Where are we? He has a +8 to perception, so What do I need to hit? He needs to hit less than a 16. Is that right?
You got a what?
27.
27.
So he needs a 19.
He needs 19.
19 or 20. Okay, I'll roll this in front of the board. Let's see. That's only a 6.
Wow.
So he does not notice.
Hold
as
that
you
way pretty fast.
Man.
You drop his so this well coordinated move happens. You mage hand some garbage at it, make some sparkly lights. As he bends down, he's like, "Oh, well, my keys." He'll kind of sort of refuse. You see that like as he's like stepped off of the campus grounds, he's kind of like refusing to like step onto the ground, and so he kind of like hovers out and sort of like flies down to like pick them up.
Oh, lazy.
Yes, truly so lazy. Go ahead and roll me a performance or deception with advantage.
I'll do deception.
And I'll say that with this, you get like an extra, like a plus 5 with the help that Rashawn's giving you.
Daddy.
A 1 and a 3. So I got a 11.
Wait, add 5 to that.
I did.
You didn't add it. Oh.
So 3 plus 3 is 6 plus God. 5.
Okay. I'm gonna roll again to see if he can beat an 11. His perception is plus 9, mm-hmm. Plus 8, sorry. So he needs a 3 or higher.
2.
Natural 20.
Hey.
He looks down and goes, I'm assuming you have some...
Can I speak to you over here for a second?
You want to speak to me privately?
Yes.
Okay. Please.
Hey,
he hovers over. He's like 10 foot over you right now because he's still hovering.
Hey, no disrespect to you at all, but my friend over there is such an idiot and one time thought my name was Garbage Man and has just believed it ever since. So I feel bad just like breaking their heart and just not performing in that way.
You're trying to be supportive.
I'm trying to be supportive to my dumb friend.
Okay. Okay. Roll me a deception check. This will still be with advantage. Okay. But truly.
You're so truly mad.
Don't
That's
fail.
Earlier.
That's a 15.
15. Okay. He looks at you and goes, okay. But I need to see something pretty special from you during this next term. If you think that you are going to get out of juniors, I'm watching you, and you don't want me watching you.
And don't even think for a second about getting one of these stupid superhero costumes. No, we don't do that anymore. It was a prank that the seniors started, and it has caught on for far too long.
I know.
Do you understand me?
I completely understand. Your eyes are unblinking.
Yes.
Jen just looks at the, like, the dragonborn eyes staring at him.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. I'll be a small little junior.
No, I need you to be a big junior. I want to be impressed by you.
Powerful,
not...
small junior. It's big packs a punch in his little frame.
I mage hand some saline solution on your eyeballs because they've been open for way too long.
Doing, doing.
Thank you. One of my favorites, Dion. Thank you.
Wow. I'm in.
Okay.
Me too.
So that's kind of the typical vibe of the school.
Man, I haven't even walked into the school yet.
Welcome to the group.
Okay, well, you three. I'm Finn, Tion. I don't want this one running around on his own, making a mockery of my school. So you'll all be in class together.
You can come to my classes.
Oh, I would love that. And just to make sure that everybody knows that we're together and that we have kind of free reign since we have this new student, would you mind writing me an eternal hall pass?
An eternal hall pass.
Yeah, maybe both of us an eternal hall pass?
A forever hall pass.
Yeah, can we get, three eternal hall passes? I'm new to the school, so I don't know.
He doesn't know the layout of the school.
Yeah,
get lost.
He doesn't know the layout of the school.
This group really needs to talk less. Roll me a persuasion check.
Gladly. Persuasion?
Mm-hmm.
19.
19. He goes, listen, I will give you one hall pass for you, Tion.
What about a massage? Do you
Excuse me?
That only works on my mom.
You look tense. Do you want a massage?
Do I look tense to you?
You just look a little tense.
You see, he like raises a hand and you feel yourself lift off of the floor And like, it's like, it feels like you have like two large hands either side of
your shoulders. Can I slide out of this? Can I go limp and slide out because I'm so wet?
You see him like in his mind, he's like really tensing as he's just like, these invisible hands are like slipping on either side of your
like,
body.
How do you
like,
wriggle against invisible like force?
I just can't, what's happening? Stop! Sorry. Fit! Do you want detention?
Can my friends come?
No, don't.
I don't want to go to detention.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't.
Excellent. Detention tomorrow at 10.
For garbage?
Bye-bye. Okay. All three of you.
Oh. Yes!
No.
And
get up early to practice.
As he turns around and flies back into the school, we are going to go ahead and end this episode of Rotating Heroes. Our heroes have detention, everyone.
Oh, my God. We're back in high school and it's hell already.
Almost exactly the same.
Yeah. This went almost exactly as I expected. Just feeling so truly uncomfortable around these just like straight up teenagers.
The centaur pants, you could have cut the back off. Anything. The front would have been open.
Yes. Yeah.
But at least, I mean.
It's a bad choice either way. Yeah.
It's a bad choice either way.
Also, yeah. There's a craft room that could have popped up. And
you could have made some pants.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
But he rolled so badly on the slight hand kick, unfortunately. Yeah. So
I could have done, yeah, the front half and the back half of the and then stitched, you know,
like stapled them
well,
together.
Yeah, if you hadn't rolled so badly, you could have done. Yeah. Unfortunately, you did a bad job and you were panicking because Wanda was coming up the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh man. Okay. Well, that was incredible. I did not see the whole Wanda bit coming at all. We'll talk more about that over on the Arc Bark. Check that out on our Patreon if you're not already over there. But in the meantime, why don't we go ahead? If there's anyone has anything they would like to plug, Rashawn, anything that you would like to talk about? Where can people find you online?
You can find me online at Rashawn Scott on most platforms. Mm-hmm. You could also listen to, if you love this and you love actual plays, please check out my podcast, Mystery County Monster Hunters Club.
Ooh.
It's very, very fun.
That sounds so cool.
It's very fun. It's the year 2007 in the real and actual 2007 in the 51st state of Superior. And there's a lot of mysteries that go on, and these teens get together and solve things. And my character, Shamanda Felt. is incredible and an empath and loves her friends dearly.
Oh,
nice. And Vic,
I love that. At VICMM, is that right?
Oh Lord,
at VICMM.
At VICMMIC, that is right. Thank you. For looking that up for me. At VICMMIC across all platforms. Go listen to Rashawn's podcast. That sounds amazing. And then yeah, the only thing I want to plug would be there's a lot of horrible anti-trans bills happening all across the country. Go take a look at your local organization because of the number of bills. There is probably an organization that needs help on the ground. Yeah, just look it up. ACLU is a really good place to start. Trans Lifeline, if you're looking for donations, or for ass in the area. Sometimes it's supplies. Sometimes it's just boosting what's happening.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you. Zach, please follow that. Please, if you can plug your own silly little things, that'd be great.
Plug both the plugs from the other players at the table.
Yeah.
And also just at Zach Oyama. And yeah, that's it for me. I don't know.
Nice.
What about you, Jasper?
Yeah, I've been your Dungeon Master, Jasper. You can find me at JW_Cartwright. I'm going to second both of my wonderful guests. Go and check out those things, please. Zach, how do I end this?
I think that's it.
I want to say a huge thank you to you for listening to Arc 9, Tomorrow's Heroes. This arc is featuring Vic Michaelis, Rashawn Scott, and Zach Oyama, with a special guest from episode 3. Stay tuned to find out who it is. As always, don't forget to check the links below where you can find Rotating Heroes merchandise, links to our Patreon, and all of the goodies that we are doing. Thank you so much for listening to the show, for your support. It means everything and is the only reason that we can carry on doing the show. So thanks so much. If you are enjoying the show and you want to leave us a review, that always helps us find new rotators, and we would appreciate it and love you forever. But without further ado, let's get out of here. We'll see you next week.